Yesterday marked the first Sunday in Advent, the time in the church year that we prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ. The gospel lesson for this week was Matthew's account of Palm Sunday, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem, acknowledged by the crowds as God, only to die on the following Friday to pay the price of our sin. Our message as Christians is twofold. We are first confronted with the law, the truth that we have fallen short of the standard set by both God and the world. God's standard is perfection, even if the world will allow some leniency. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve, we are born corrupt. As we come to the realization that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, we also realize that we cannot, by our own reason or strength, pay the price of our sin. We stand rightly condemned. We are confronted with God's grace and mercy as our Heavenly Father sent His only begotten Son to pay the price of our sin. The prophet Jeremiah, 600 years before the birth of Jesus, wrote of this undeserved love of the Father towards the sinful creation. "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land." Advent is about the coming of the righteous branch, the son of David, who took upon himself our sins. As true God, he was conceived without sin. As true man, he died and rose again to earn for us the forgiveness of our sins and to grant us life everlasting. May our Lord help us to prepare for his coming by confessing our sins and trusting in his promises. Amen.